Ordinary Russians are debating Ronald Reagan's role, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Arseniy Roginsky was a political prisoner in the Soviet Union during Ronald Reagan's first term and missed the famous Evil Empire speech. He became a Reagan supporter after he was released in 1985.
Everybody at that point was celebrating and saying that communism has been defeated, President Reagan had won, and everything began to change.
Roginsky was among a group of activists in Washington this week, raising alarms about current human rights issues in Russia. Another former dissident, Ludmila Alexeyeva, who spent the Reagan years in exile in the United States, said she had first worried that Reagan would not focus on human rights as President Carter had.
Once he became president, Reagan assumed the mantle of the fight for human rights and actually hammered the Soviet Union in a way that Carter would never even dream of.
But that's what many on the streets of Moscow hate about Reagan, including Alec, a 40-year-old security guard.
A politician of world caliber has left us. Of course, I feel negative about him. Because of him, the Soviet Union was defeated. Look around and see what democracy has brought us.
A construction worker named Anatoly was even more blunt.
To hell with him. He destroyed the Soviet Union.
Other Russians seemed ambivalent about Ronald Reagan's death. This pensioner named Yuri said, "Of course it's not pleasant when you're called the evil empire, but the results are more important." He said the nuclear arms cuts of the Reagan-Gorbachev era were a major accomplishment and added, "We shall see what people say later about Reagan." Michelle Kellerman, NPR News.